Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. In today's gospel, Jesus goes to a Gentile area and is sitting, surrounded by his disciples, or he's surrounded by his disciples. And this woman comes to him, and she has a lot going against her. For instance, number one, you know, within Judaism and within that classical culture, women didn't talk to men publicly, out in the public. She was also a Gentile and he was a Jew. So Gentiles and Jews did not communicate, especially in public. And she goes anyways and goes to our Lord and begs him. And she asks that it's not even on her own behalf, it's for her daughter. Her daughter is demon-possessed. And if you read some of the father's commentary, we don't know why her daughter's demon-possessed, but she's a Gentile, which means she's a pagan. And if you're a pagan, it's pretty normal part of the territory within classic Christian thought to have demons plaguing you as a pagan. So she is pleading on behalf of her daughter. And it seems to us that our Lord is rather rude to her. First, he tells her that he is sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she continues on, pleading. It doesn't turn her away. Then he goes as far as to talk about how it is not proper to give crumbs to the little dogs. And while I was in Thessaloniki for the brief period of time in Eastern cultures, and I've also been at an Arab parish and had some seminarians who were from Palestine and various things. And dogs aren't like they are now. Dogs aren't like they are for Americans. You know, Americans, dogs are pets. And like a fluffy white tater tot at my home, he's just a little cute pet, you know. Who cares? He's beautiful. He gets more love than most humans do, you know. That's how Americans generally see dogs. But in Thessaloniki, the dogs were wild and they were wandering. And I asked one of our tour guides, you know, if he had ever been mugged or if there was any time he was ever scared when he was traveling around Thessaloniki. And he said, yeah, a pack of dogs had cornered him. And so I was thinking maybe human beings. I wasn't thinking about the dogs, but they were everywhere. They were just out there and they seemed friendly. They were looking for food, but not all dogs are friendly. And so in the Middle Eastern culture where wild dogs and where dogs were unclean, it is not a positive symbol of fluffiness as it is here. It is a symbol of again, uncleanliness and fear. You would never let a dog sleep in your house or a human sleeping with a dog. Can you imagine? Anyways, that's a Middle Eastern way of thinking. So he's insulting her in a sense. Or at least he's letting her know that she is low on the totem pole. The Jews are primarily who he's sent to, and she isn't someone that he should service. And yet, she continues. And she continues prayerfully and humbly, and then by the end of today's gospel, she gets her wish. Now, there are two spirits I would like to contrast this woman's approach with some modern approaches. One approach is that many of us in approaching our Lord or approaching someone for help or for us approaching God, in general, modern people, it seems, have a low self-worth. And so we easily walk away when we don't get a quick answer. And so when we talk about knocking on the door and it'll be answered, we might knock very lightly on the door, and then if it's not answered, walk away and say, oh well, you know, God doesn't have anything for me. Why would he help me anyways? Why would he do anything for me? This woman does not have a sense of low self-worth. She actually is persistent. She has a tenacity about her where she persistently asks Jesus, and this is what we're called to be persistent in our petitions to Christ, to have the tenacity to realize that God's action towards us isn't about our worth, but sometimes it is about us exercising our desire in a repeated way, in a persistent way. We know that those who are persistent and follow the faith to the end of their lives will be crowned. But there are also many who will give up. There will be many who don't think they're worth the effort and turn in on themselves and stop laboring for the kingdom of heaven or laboring in their prayers. Another modern thing is this in the U.S. is an emphasis on rights. And there's a prideful emphasis on rights. I mean, how dare Jesus talk to her this way? He has all these powers. He's healed all these people. Doesn't she have a right to be healed by him? I mean, who does he think he is to call her a dog? We see this in our modern context, even in churches where there's a presumption that the Eucharist is a gift that's presented, that if you're living a non-Christian life or a moral life, that you deserve and you have a right to partake of it. The rights in our society are so filled as part of the way we think that sometimes in our prayers, I think we look at God and say, "What's your problem? What's your problem, God? I mean, it says in your scripture I'm supposed to be healthy and blessed. What, are you lying to me? Who do you think you are?" Because, again, our age lacks humility. The emphasis of rights can lack humility. And there's nothing wrong with, again, pleading for our rights when injustices happen. But it also can be done in an unhealthy way. And so this particular woman has something that is missing for some of us, which is humility. It's not only does she have tenacity, she has humility. She never forgets that she's a Gentile. She never forgets that he is sent to Israel. But she still is persistent. And it is because she's motivated, as we find out in the end, by one thing, which is faith, that Jesus can heal her daughter. And that would be the final component in today's gospel. All of the humility and the tenacity is good and virtuous. But what Jesus heals her daughter is because of the faith that motivates her to pursue Christ. And so oftentimes we find ourselves in our prayers either giving up or demanding or wrestling with God. But it behooves us to pray that God give us faith, or to encourage ourselves to be faithful, to read the scriptures, to build faith within ourselves, so that when we approach, we are approaching in our persistence. We are approaching in the humility. And most importantly, that we would approach God in faith. And that is, ultimately, Jesus sees her great faith and heals her daughter. And he breaks through all those boundaries which are meaninglessness, like the fact that she's a woman or she's a Gentile. All of this means nothing to Christ. She's a human being. He has come to the house of Israel. But when he goes to Israel, he says, will he even find faith on the earth? He calls the Israelites sometimes the faithless and perverse generation. And so we find that ultimately in the end, it's not that he's just sent to Israel. It's that he's looking for a shining star, a beacon of faith. That's what he encounters in this woman, and that's hopefully what he can encounter with us in our lives. May our Lord bless us to be persistent, to have tenacity, to know our place and be humble. And may he fill us with the faith so that our prayers may be answered and that we may be healed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
Amen.